Hey, everybody, welcome to the Goblin Beat. It's the Goblins Gaming Podcast. Tonight, we are continuing our adventure in the temple, well, adjacent to the temple of elemental evil, evil.
Temple adjacent?
It is temple adjacent. Yeah, it kind of drives down the real estate prices, to be honest. Not really a seller. They do have to do that murder ghost disclosure waiver with the properties. So,
hate it when they cost more with that.
Yeah, it depends. Depends on who you are and how you feel about
or ghost house.
How you feel about hauntings. So, Anywho, I am Matt. I am playing Frick. I'm a monk. I throw my fist of fury at things, and sometimes I hit them. Sometimes I don't. I'm like a Almond Joy versus a Mounds. That's how it works. Yeah. So, anywho, I'm here. I'm playing. We're all good. Joining us tonight, we've got some folks. I'm not going to call an out eating right now. So I'm going to move on to Bogus. Bogus is here. Bogus, tell us about who you're playing, what you're doing. I think you're Navram. Who's Navram? He's a cleric. He can heal now. He can heal now.
Believes he might be a cleric because he read this rolled up piece of paper and it taught him how to heal people. So we're going to roll with that now and see if he actually does it, as opposed to creating water and purifying food and drink.
It might come up. Yeah, it might work. And John's here and he's making me have like envy. So I'm gonna move my microphone into the picture too here. Yeah, that's a sweet microphone. Anyway, John is playing Zal, who's a gnome, from somewhere around Moldova, something like that.
Zal, stabbing back or in front, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, so he's all about whatever needs to happen. He'll kneecap your ass and then shoot you with a crossbow bolt. So watch out for him. Alan is here. Alan is Jotnar?
Yeah. Jotnar. Yes.
Jotnar is, I don't know. What is Jotnar?
Paladin of St. Cuthbert.
I keep forgetting that.
Yes.
He's a paladin of St. Cuthbert.
Devout. And he has recently mastered the art of laying on hands. to such a degree that it has healing powers when he lays his hands on you.
Yeah.
Finally, it's doing what he intended it to do.
Yes. Instead of completely freaking people out and scaring them away, they're healed. And then they run away. But at least they have more hit points.
It's so the lesson there, I guess, is it's not creepy if it's helpful.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Danny's here. He runs this whole dog and pony show. Tries to keep it on the tracks, so to speak. And has to listen to us when we mix metaphors. So there you go.
What are you gonna do?
Nothing. So, we've been talking about our Amazon Prime purchases. Waiting for equipment.
We're waiting for the intern to show up so he could write down all the things we say. Let's see here. When we left off, you guys were still in town, in Hamlet. I guess it's a village. I think it's actually a hamlet. Anyway, I think you finished doing your shopping for the day, which is funny. You guys like dragged ass into town, all beat up and stuff, and decided to do 3 hours of shopping. But
yeah, before we rested.
Yeah, but you are adventurers, I guess. That's
it's like Prime Day, you know. You're just hyped up.
That's right. So, do you want to go to the inn of the Welcome Wench? And
yeah, I want to buy drinks. Some food. I want to buy some expensive food.
Okay. All right. So the fellow who runs the place, Osler Gundigoot, welcomes you in. He says, "Oh, welcome back! Welcome back! You appear to be missing your elven friend and the." Spugnoise, who went with you.
Who?
What's a Spugnoise?
The pug noise. Mage? The fellow in the robe. The mage, yes. Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Frog ate him.
Some kind of subtle.
The paladin is just very straightforward about it. Frog ate him.
Frog ate him. You couldn't save him.
Must have been quite the large frog.
Mm-hmm. He was.
It was. Very large frog.
There's a few people in here, as always, and they all immediately start paying attention when Jotnar just belts out, the frog ate him.
We know. They all
look somewhat concerned.
Over at the boathouse. Giant frogs is the boathouse that will eat you.
Better bring one hell of a gig if you're going to kill those things.
Basically, a trident.
Mm-hmm.
What about your elven friend? Did he also get eaten by a frog?
He's meditating and convening with nature.
No, but there is a traitor, or there was a traitor in our midst. He's not in there, is he? Now, the guy who stole our gold. That guy who stole our gold that had the armor that was...
Hobort. Hobort the fighter.
Hobort.
Oh.
The fighter. Beware. He jumped us on our way back with a friend.
Oh, Hobort and Taruko?
We killed Taruko.
Yeah. He was dispatched.
His eyes widened more at that. Oh, my. I'll have to let everyone know.
Yeah, they were trying their hand at being brigands. It didn't work out too well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, probably have to have someone come by and take your statement about that, so we can
please keep an eye do. Out. Yes,
I guess
they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Formal about it.
No, we should follow protocol. This is how things get done.
Yeah, it's called vengeance.
All right. Well, so they have the head of the militia comes by and does take your statement. That evening, but more
I tell him I wasn't there and I don't remember.
Oh my gosh! Mm-hmm. Right, more importantly, what would you like to eat? Do you want the 7-course dinner?
What? I'm eating my rations.
How much is the 7-course dinner?
2 gold pieces.
Yes, I'll take that.
Right. Anybody else want the 7-course dinner?
No. Yeah, I will as well. All
right.
Come on, Zell. This is gonna be great.
We'll assume that Brandon is going to get it as well. What kind of drink would you like? We have ale. So we have our special ale. We have mead. We have Mountain Whacker mead and beer. We have small and heavies.
Mountain Whacker mead. Okay. I've heard it's the best.
It is the best, but it's 15 silvers per pint.
I will take how many silvers per gold?
20.
I think 20, yeah.
I can't divide. That's you're making my math hard.
Brandon, do you want the 7-course dinner for 2 gold pieces?
Yes.
All right.
Hold on. What Alan, iteration Alan, of... Oh, wait. 60. 60. 60 is the iteration that involves both 20 and 15.
That's true.
That would be
4 pints. You want 4 pints?
Yes.
All right. Alan, so what do you want? They have a plain dinner for 5 silver pieces.
I bought, so when we, cashed out, I actually spent money on rations. I got a week's worth of rations. So I'm going to.
You're going to eat the rations in the inn?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm saving my money. I don't have much money. I'm only buying equipment with it. And I did buy chainmail. I mean, everybody else has tons of gold, I guess.
How much?
It's not weird. I'm staying there. I'll go outside.
How much is the 7-course meal?
2 gold pieces.
The plain supper is only 3 silvers. If you just want to get in one of those, that would still be better.
You said
rations.
two for the 7 course. I'll buy the paladins too. I'll buy his 7-course meal as well.
Well, okay. I mean, thank you for your generosity.
You're welcome, but you can't have any of my mountain biker. You got to buy your own drink.
That's okay. I have water in my wineskin here.
Oh, Jesus.
They will give you water for free at the end with your meal.
Okay, great. I'll ask for an extra and make sure I top off my wineskin.
Okay.
All right, Grandma.
Would you like to put some ketchup packets in your purse before you leave the table?
That's okay.
In his pocket, he has a bunch of soap slivers that he's mashed together. The bar of soap.
He's got that and a bunch of hard candies all stuck together.
That's right. Werther's original.
He rinses out his sandwich bags and like hangs them up with paper clips to dry.
We right. do have the reusable sandwich bags, by the way. Those are awesome little stashers. Anyway.
All right. They also have wine. They have plenty of ales and meads and the beer. They have brandy, liqueurs, and wines. Does anybody else want anything like that to drink? The mountain wacker mead.
Can I really drink 4 pints of the mountain wacker, or do I need to like share?
I think you can drink it.
Okay, I'm cool. Drinking it.
If we get attacked in the night, you're going to be useless.
Yeah, that's the point.
It was helpful before.
Oh gosh! All right, nobody else wants any drinks.
I don't want to hear it.
They have Valunan Fire Amber, which is only 1 platinum piece per pint.
Good lord!
Yeah, what does that do?
It's the finest wine in all the land, they say.
Of all the land?
Man, all the land.
Oh my.
Valunan Fire Amber.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one of those.
Are you
going to be my nightcap? Did you buy any armor last time? It's going to be my
nightcap.
I'm
a monk.
You can't buy armor. Yeah,
I'm a monk.
You got it. You just buy no alcohol. You must be a
drunk monk. They don't sell healing potions. So
that's true.
Okay. I'm just going to buy spin on my money. Right.
So you're going to buy a different kind of potion.
All right. So how is
it?
Noises,
is it amazing?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. It's you're not missing any hit points, or I would not try to. I would give you some kind of bonus or something. It is nothing else will ever compare to it. Mountain Whacker is by far the best mead, but it's no wine like this that you've ever had.
This shit's amazing.
Jodnar prays to Saint Cuthbert to help protect him against the evils of jealousy.
Okay.
I'll give him a sip.
Alright, so...
No.
No, come on. Just take a sip. Take a little sip. Come on.
You've already bought my dinner.
Just a little sip. Don't make me grab your balls.
I'm very grateful, but too much charity. I must preserve my mental faculties for my prayers tonight.
All right, so what? Places to sleep. There is the common room that you guys slept in last time. That's a silver piece, and you get, you know, fresh bread in the morning. But there are actual rooms. They range between 5 electrum pieces and 2 gold pieces per night. The most fancy of room that they have is a private suite that's 5 gold pieces, but I doubt you want that. So there are rooms that are 5 electrum. There's some that are 1 gold piece, some that are 2 gold pieces.
What's the cheapest room?
The cheapest room is 5 electrum. There's a couple of those. The absolute cheapest way to stay there is 1 silver piece to sleep in the common room with, you know, just whoever's sleeping out there.
Hmm. Well, we should have at least somebody out in the common room to keep an eye on what's going on.
I'm going to stay in the common room.
Yeah, I'll stay with you.
Common room.
All right. So here's the common
room. Oh, wait. What are those prices again for the rooms?
5 electrum for a small private room.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, 1 gold piece or 2 gold pieces for the larger private rooms. Now, some of the private rooms have 2 beds.
Hey, who wants to? How much was it for the larger one? With
2 gold pieces.
All right. So, who wants to stay with me in a private room? My treat. We can all just pile. You guys just want to pile in there? We can just pile in there. I'll take a bed for myself.
Zal wants to be in the common room.
All right. Well, I'm going up. Do what?
I'll join you.
All right. Alan, do you want a spot in the private room? You can bed with our good friend Navram. All right, so Alan's going to sleep in the bed with Navarum, and I'll think about it tomorrow.
He's going to sleep in the bed with him. They will not both fit in the bed.
Oh, hey, Alan.
Yeah.
I bought a private room if you want to crash on the floor.
I do feel like we should at least be in pairs if we're going to split up. So if no one else is doing it, I will do that, definitely.
I'm sleeping in a bed, and Navarum sleeping in a bed.
Right now, Zal is in the common room.
Zal's in the common room.
If Zal's in the common room, I'll stay in the common room with Zal so that everybody has at least one other person.
All right. Come on, Navarum. Can you see yourselves on the map here?
All right, let's go.
I got myself a private room.
Aren't you going to buy me a drink first?
You want some mountain liquor?
Damn.
How much was that? It's 15? It's 15? 15 gold 15 for mountain liquor? Yes, 15 silver. 73, so I got 73 left. All right, so I'll get him a mountain liquor. There you go. There's a mountain liquor. Drink up.
All right, it's a nice room. There's a table and a couple chairs in there. Plus
Broke the Whacker beds. Mountain.
There's a fireplace. It's not bad.
Yeah, this room's nice, but you know, I'm not like that, so don't try anything. It's a nice fire, but it's not romantic. Chill out.
Yeah, I'm not taking off my skill mail anyway, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Good deal.
All right. I need Zal and Jotnar to each roll me a d20.
Dun, dun, dun.
Got a 16 for Zal. 11 for Jotnar. All right. Okay, so you all get a long, restful night. You feel much better in the morning.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I mentioned this last time before we left, but I have that cool feat I was going to try to do for everybody. That's the Outback Survivalist. DR9, and you get 2d6 instead of 1d6 hit points back.
That's only when you're out camping, like outside of a building, that you can use that.
No, it doesn't say that. It says when resting.
Yeah, I know, but it's Outback, you know.
Can I do my story thing, Danny?
You can do your story thing, but it'll only basically be telling Frick a bedtime story. It'll just be the two of you.
if we get a benefit, right?
Okay, well, we should just go camp out, and I can get everybody 2d6.
I think the only person missing hit points is Jotnar, and he's missing two, it looks like.
Yeah. So
everyone can get
a 1d6.
I mean, I could say before we all like go to our rooms and sleep. I mean, they might get an omen out of it.
All right, so everybody's full. Yeah, well, so remember, you can do that if you want to. Just it's going to be DR 10 for the two of you, 11, 12 for everybody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he rolled a 17.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So everybody gets plus one omen. Now it can't go past your maximum. So if you roll two, everybody go ahead and roll new omens. If you roll two, that's the maximum you can get. So you can't have three. But if you roll one, it'll give you the extra one.
Okay.
Roll a d6.
Yeah. So basically, you don't even have to roll. You can just give yourself two omens if you want to.
Yeah. I was about to say, I'm gonna roll.
Plus the one I just gave them.
No, two is the max.
No, two is the max. So
your ability
you can only roll one or two.
Yeah, your ability just made sure that we were all maxed out on omens.
Yeah,
we did. Does everybody always roll? Oh, does two stay the max omens always?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So yeah, you all wake up feeling refreshed. The hit points are returned.
In the common room, did I see anybody that looked like they might be an easy mark for some thievery?
Oh, remove Taroko and Cobort. No, there aren't any folks that look like that, unfortunately. Furnock was there again. Zert was there. And that Elmo kid was there. That's about it.
All right. Well, in that case, I say the next day, we made a lot of money out at the moat house. I say we go back.
Why not?
Yes. It's much more to explore. Do we want to bring someone else with us?
I wanted to hire a minion. Mentioned that earlier, but I think Danny rolled something and I didn't hear anything about it.
What kind of minion are you wanting to hire?
Meat shield.
Well,
is that on the job description?
You can, when you guys go downstairs, here, I'll drag you back downstairs. One of the fellows that's staying there, Zert, offered to go with you for some type of payment before. He's right here. Let's see if I can find him. Zert. Vernock. Zert. There we go. So Zert claims to be a fighter, and he said he would go with you for an equal share of the treasure last time. And if you ask him now, he says the same. he's like, sure, I'd be happy to go for an equal share of whatever treasure we find.
I'm going to detect evil.
Okay. All right. How does that work?
Let's see. He just stares at him intently.
Exactly. Like the thinker,
evil.
Rub my token of St. Guthbert, and apparently, so it's directional and 60 feet directional, and I can.
So you're going to stand away from him like at the bar or something and do it, or you're going to be right next to him and just
I was just like, yeah, at the bar. I wasn't going to like.
This is
as inconspicuous as I can be with it.
Okay. So just assuming you are where your guy's standing right now and you're pointing at him. Here, I'll put Navram next to Zert since he's talking to him. When you cast it and look in his direction, you can just see this red and black evil just oozing around and off of his body. He is a very evil guy.
Okay.
Zert.
Nay, I say we will not be taking you. I don't like the looks of you, and I don't think that it would be good for us. Enjoy your ale.
He says, well, come on, I don't like the looks of you either.
All right.
Do we eat a mushroom?
Zal looks very impressed, looks up at Jotnar and says, I did not know you speak horse.
Not to be trusted. We'll look out for you on the road.
He's got to totally ignore the horse comment. That's fine. All right. Well, you leave the winch.
it's because Jotnar didn't understand what he said.
Okay. It's one silver piece, we'll say, for your mule to be kept overnight, so somebody could pay that.
You can take it out of the group funds.
Okay, and then so you also have the cart, right? Didn't you get a cart?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you have that attached to the mule. Now you can bring tons of crap back. Possibly literally. All right, so you're going to make it back, your way back to the boathouse?
Yeah.
The moat house? Why am I calling it boathouse? Anyway.
Go get some more.
All right. You make your way through town, following the road here. Past the stonemasons, you can see it's early in the morning, but people are already working on the keep and stuff up here that's being built. You think maybe you can see that they made some progress since yesterday, but I mean, you know, it was one day. It takes an hour or two to get back to the moat house. It's much easier this time because you fellows spent so much time hacking through the vines and stuff yesterday that you can just follow that same path. Which is nice. So it cuts your travel time basically in half for the first day.
Sweet.
Let's see here. All right, and you make it unmolested back to the moat house. Which is the best way to make it.
Yeah. Glad no one's molesting.
So I'll just go ahead and leave you right here in the main open grass area of the moat house as you walk back in with your mule. All
right. Well, since we cleared out this area and we know it's safe, or at least it was the other day, we could put the mule in here rather than just leaving him out in the open.
Yeah. The mule can't go in with us.
No.
Not in the building, probably.
Nay, I say.
Your animal handling skills are amazing. All right, somebody roll me.
Yeah, I guess I'll go over here and check. See if anybody has moved back in.
Presence check.
Question. Did we put all of our stores in like a strong box or like group funds and all that to a bank?
I think they're just sitting on the cart with a mule.
Oh man.
No, I'm holding on to the group funds. I'm keeping track of what we've got.
So you're carrying it all?
Yeah.
All right. How much?
Don't get abducted.
How much is that coin wise? Is that a lot? There's no items, right?
Yeah, we sold all the items. It's literally less than 100 coins, for including mine and the group's coins.
All right. Just count the coins as an item that you're carrying.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So that'll just be like one towards your maximum things you can carry. What about all y'all's extra stuff? I know people have extra shields and extra weapons. Mm-hmm. You're going to be carrying all that.
Yeah.
I have it on my equipment, but I have a large sack.
Well, don't have to crack. Okay.
How much does it cost for that?
That was a level up ability he spent.
Is that a feat?
Yeah. Instead of getting hit points, you got a large sack.
Hey, I may not have many hit points, but I got the courage.
Well, at least you got enough to carry the courage. You got it.
All right. So you want to head back into the moat house proper?
Yeah.
I'm holding my large sack as we enter.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
Now you're just playing with it.
When is he not, though?
Sleep.
Maybe it's Paladin's got to have a secret shame.
So I wasn't here the session that you all went in, so I don't know which direction you guys went.
All right. They went up here and fought all the bandits, so you can actually smell the smell of death emanating from up here. Yeah, as the dead bandits probably are beginning to stink they left behind.
Oh, yeah.
There's four bodies up there.
So do we want to go to the secret door that opened up where we found them, or do we want to continue exploring down the hallway before we went up to their room?
I don't really know, because I wasn't here last time, so I don't know what to do.
So if we move...
Well, everybody move up into the main, into this main room, at least.
Yeah.
Which looks like it was like a grand hall, like a dining hall or something back in the day.
And so down is a hallway with some doors and some stairs. Mm-hmm. Up in the top right is where we fought the bandits. There's a room there. And there's a secret door in that room that goes down some stairs. So I don't know if we want to change levels before we explore this entire level.
Yeah, I'd say let's check this level before we go up.
Okay. So I think maybe the hallway down beneath.
What about over here?
Yeah, we could check that out too.
That looks like a dead endish type.
There, all right. There is one Frick thing I will
and
say.
Avram, this, are y'all staying away on purpose, or are you just not moving your
token? I have a suggestion we can't go in the building with our cart. Never mind. I was going to say we could lock them in the room where the bandits were sleeping, but I don't think that would work with the cart.
All right.
All right.
Well, As a thievery type guy, I want to like check for traps and stuff before I head down this hallway.
All right. Let's see. You can see, I don't know how well you guys can see it or not right here, but there's like a little open doorway kind of thing over here too.
Oh, is it more stairs?
Yeah, that is stairs going, it looks like it might be stairs going down.
There were a couple of doors we didn't open back over this way.
Yeah, there's in this to the south there's doors, and over here to the west there's doors. I agree with you, Zal. Let's maybe try to explore the doors first. On the level. Do you want to see if they're trapped? Pick the lock.
That's what I told Danny I wanted to do, but I was going to see what he wanted me to do with that.
All right, which one do you want to go to first?
I guess probably check this one over here. Check it for traps or see if it's been disturbed or if it's locked.
Yeah, give me your thieves tool check.
Only rolled an 8.
All right, you don't see any traps or anything on it, and it doesn't appear to be locked.
It's good! I wave Jotnar forward.
Oh, here we go. All right, step aside. Guys, it might be best if you're all over here closer before I open the door behind me. You don't have to be all the way like in the vicinity, but just within 30 feet so we can get in there to fight if we need to.
All right, open the door. Somebody opened it. All right. You open the door. You see this room appears to have some mangy pelts and some stuffed heads that have seen better days and some shattered antlers. It's kind of what you see from the doorway.
All right. Going in. You guys got my back? Britt, get over here.
Totally.
Crossbow directly at his back. At your back.
I'm a range specialist.
All right. Going in the room. Looking around.
All right.
I'm going to investigate the drawers, the beds, the mattresses, looking for any clues as to what evil befells this place.
All right, yeah, give me a presence check.
Okay. Oh, man, this has got to be horrible. -1.
Yeah, you look around. I mean, this looks like an old trophy room or something that's been picked through and smashed apart a lot over the years.
Hey, guys. I don't think there's much in here. It's just an old trophy room. I've been walking all around it, rifling through stuff. Nothing hurt me yet. If you want to take a look, go for it.
Thanks.
All right.
Just looking for something to punch.
Sal,
I'll go look.
I guess I'll go in there and look around too.
Presence check.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a -1, so what's going to hurt?
Nice.
15 and then 14 Bazal. Yeah, you kind of agree with Jotnar's statement. It's an old trophy room. There's a lot of like broken stuffed animals or heads of animals, that kind of thing in there.
All right. I'll come over here and check this next door to the south.
All right.
I rolled a 2.
You're getting better.
It's good.
All right, it's good. Seems fine. Stand back. Seems fine. I'll open it. I open it.
All right. You open this. It looks like this was originally a bedroom. You can see a broken bed in there, broken bed frame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It looks like it's mostly stripped. There's some broken and ruined furnishings. There's a like one torch bracket thing still set in the wall, but everything else looks like it's been ripped off or broken.
Is there a torch in the bracket?
There is not.
Okay.
It's empty.
Gonna do nice little search here, just if it's even allowed.
Well, there's a torch stub in the bracket, okay. I should say.
Ooh, with a -1, I rolled 19, natural 20.
All right. So you notice that that torch stub is actually made of silver.
Oh.
Oh, no. Wow.
This place must have used to have been very fancy, guys. This torch was made of silver. Probably valuable for the party. Who wants to hold on to that?
I'll do it.
Okay.
It counts as a silver baton. It's worth 30 gold pieces.
Okay.
Are you tracking that, Brandon?
Yep.
Okay.
Silver baton.
Yeah, just mark it as an item you're carrying. All right.
I guess I'll check the door to the north.
Okay.
A 10.
10. Looks totally safe.
All right.
It's good. We kill all the bandits.
Okay. This room.
You mean?
When it looks like it was probably at one time a working kitchen. You see there's a fireplace. There's a table that's got a few pots and stuff on it still. You see over next to the fireplace, there's a only thing that's really still intact is a wooden cask that's on its end near the fireplace on the north wall.
Check out the cask. Open it, smell it if I need to. Look at the fireplace closely. And
all right, you look over in the cask. Give me a perception check. Go over there. The cask is in the corner over here.
Okay.
Well, the cask is not named babies.
16.
I'm gonna put you over there because you're looking at it. Okay, make a defense roll.
Oh, shit. Oh, yay. It's a freaking genie, and then we're screwed. All right, so defense. Oh, yeah, I got you right here. What for a what damage?
Let's see. 1d4.
Okay. D4. It's a trap.
Oh, yeah. I defended.
Do defend. Okay, a giant insectoid creature jumps out and tries to bite you.
That's messed up.
Little help, please.
Kind of like that Kong movie.
So another defend.
Roll initiative for this thing.
Yeah, we're all initiative. It's as it comes out of there, it's an enormous tick.
Holy crap. It's going to suck our blood.
Yeah, it's over 3 feet long.
That sucks. Oh, is it engorged?
Yeah. It is not. It's flat black.
Hungry.
Did you use that kind of terminology?
How was there a 3 feet long tick inside the cask? We didn't notice that.
How can I not add a turn to this thing? Because of where it's not showing up. Yeah, it's not showing up. All right.
Starting to itch all over.
Does it have a massive chin?
No.
And blue.
Spoon.
No, it is straight up insectoid. All right, Jotnar, you get to go first. Your reaction is
didn't Matt Avatar used to be chair face?
Wait, Navram didn't roll initiative yet.
I did.
I felt like he wasn't interested. Jotnar is on her twice. Why is Jotnar on her twice?
I don't know. Why not? I rolled a 3.
And you got a 3 and a 7.
I don't see him on there at all.
I see me on... No, that was Nivrum rolled a 7. The second time. He's on my screen twice.
Yeah, but... He rolled a 4.
Navram's not on the turnover. He's not even on there.
I think he had himself selected.
I don't think he had your token selected.
Select a token.
All right. Four again.
Four?
Okay. That's what we got the first time, so you're good.
He's good. All right, Navram, you get to go first.
All right, Navram.
Tick.
I don't know if I can see the actual thing we're supposed to be fighting.
If we get attacked by Jotnar.
Not from where you're at, but you hear Jotnar yell for help.
In the room.
I'm just all flailed around.
Flailed around with the Morningstar. All right. You knock into some stuff, but you do not hit the tick with an 11.
How do you miss the tick? He's huge.
It's going to try and latch onto Jotnar again. Another defense roll.
Jotnar. What's the damage?
D4.
I mean, if it has...
Sorry, of course, you told me that. Nope.
Oh!
I'm going to free attack.
Free attack.
It's a critical defense, yeah.
Flail to your face. Take that, mandible.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Dang. Nice.
21 for 6. You hear a crunching sound, and it looks somewhat injured. Frick. It's Frick, it's your turn.
Can I reach it?
Shoot over there.
Yeah.
Oh, I
come around. If you come around the side, you can get to it.
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Yeah. Fist of Fury. Oh.
Your fists bounce off of its chitinous hide.
Don't beat yourself up.
Now back up over here.
Back up. All right. Jotnar, you get another attack.
All right. One more time. Don't fail me now, flail.
No. It's a flailure.
It's a flail. It's a flail fail. All right. Zal.
Here we are now.
All right. I stow my crossbow and pull out my little sword. And I walk in there and I try to stab it.
Oh, nice. 16.
Don't you get
hits.
Backstab damage? Oh, yeah.
It does. 6 total damage with the backstab.
And then I back up.
All right. Your sword sinks in there. Good. Navrom.
Finish him.
Oh.
You smack him with your Morningstar for a point of damage.
They're just flailing around.
All right. The tick furiously tries to bite Jotnar one more time.
His eyes are stinging from all the macing.
Oh.
Ooh. Man, you're making the best defense rolls.
I'm telling you, thankfully.
All right. And Prick.
I feel like I should get a bonus
something Brick,
for all these puns I'm throwing out there.
Yeah. Brick is all over that tick.
Fist of Fury.
You are punishing.
Oh, it's
oh,
a
no.
Fool. Luckily,
you
I
broke little, your hand.
Fist of hand is broken. Break. Now, breaks your knuckles.
Oh,
no, it just breaks,
no.
Breaks a finger. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
You got tennis
people. They just lose an item. I mean, you're gonna injure me.
You got a busted knuckle. All right.
Yeah, we lose an item.
None of your rings are gonna fit right for a week.
Ah, darn it! I love my rings.
Jotnar.
All right. Flail time.
I guess that's actually an accidental monk bonus.
Oh,
that is a nice
20. 20 for 7 with the flail. You crush the life out of this tick. It smashes it back down into the barrel.
Of fire.
Dude, Jotnar, I think that 7-course meal really did you some good.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate that. I do feel invigorated.
I think you got your strength up.
Nice. We did just kill a tick. That was gross.
I'll be right back.
May have to take my armor off and scratch around a little bit. Put it back on.
Yeah, it's like little legs and stuff were all over your body, but at least it didn't bite you. You know, just bit your armor and stuff.
I have a feeling it would have been really bad.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, well, you want to look around in this room some more?
Yeah, can I use that? Yeah, I guess I can't use that 20 perception, but.
Yeah, just roll more presence checks to
more around. Presence checks. Here we go.
Can we all do it, or just one of us?
You're all in there. What I'm doing though is I'm just taking whatever the first roll was, even if more than one person looks.
Gotcha.
Well, who's got good presence? Because I'm negative. I'm not as good at looking around.
Everybody's pretty much negative one.
I'm plus two on presence.
Oh.
Rolled a 10.
Yeah, you don't really see anything of value in here. There's some like 40-year-old piece of jerky in there. That's actually just a stick at this point.
I shouldn't have wasted that.
Alan rolling those 20s with his negative one.
I'm really hot on my rolls. I shouldn't waste it on that. Oh, well.
That's true.
All right.
So I was going to take and look into the thing that he came out of, see if there was anything else in there.
There's some tick guts in there. It's tick juice.
Okay.
Tick juice.
All right. One more door, I guess.
Yeah, I'll come out here and check it. Do my thievery.
One more.
Rolled a one.
It's
good.
All right. Looks good, guys.
You think that this there's a 50-50 chance that this whole place will collapse if you touch that door? No. I think it's fine. You think it's totally fine.
Okay. It's fine, guys. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
All right. You open the door into a much larger room.
Okay.
This appears to at one time have been some kind of barracks. You see several bed frames that have been destroyed or, you know, taken away. The mattress has been taken at some point. Probably put into that room where all the bandits were sitting. You see... what just happened? One of my monitors turned off there for a second. Let's see. It looks like just a bunch of rubble in here. A lot of old chests. Some of which are closed, some are open, some are broken. But yeah, feel free to kind of wander around in there and look around.
Big room, guys. I'm going to wander around.
Yeah, I'll come in and look around.
If you want to, you have a keen eye, Zal, if you want to see how things are going.
Since both Frick and Navram's players have disappeared, I will move them into the room.
All right, I rolled an 18 on my search.
All right. You're looking around. You're like, oh, this is some cool stuff. And you start to open up a chest, and you hear a scuttling and a hissing, and an enormous lizard jumps out from a hiding place somewhere and attacks you, Zal.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I took a pee. I didn't mean to unleash the beast.
If you went to take a pee, I think you did mean to unleash the beast.
Right.
So do I need to roll a defense?
You do.
Dang it, Bobby. What's the damage?
It's a D8.
Oh,
oh good Lord.
Come on, Zal.
Dang it, Bobby.
We got to surround this guy. That's
a 14.
14's usually good.
What's the success? I defended. Yeah.
Yay.
It tries to bite you. You manage to fend it off with your shield and stuff. All right. Looks like Navram already rolled initiative.
Yeah. He was ready.
Everyone else can do the same.
Frick.
We just need frickin' initiative. He's gone.
Yeah. Can you roll for him?
Frick sick.
Yeah. I can go on here and roll. He is three.
So, any guys know, I mean, a taco for each of you.
Okay. Nice.
Honor you.
I had tacos for dinner tonight. It's not even Tuesday.
We did too.
Yeah, I was going to say, tacos are Tuesdays, guys.
Yeah. We're off.
Thanks for helping me. All right.
Navram, you're first again.
All right, I gotta find this thing,
Johnny, on the spot,
directly in front of you.
It's
it's a giant lizard that you unleashed.
Mouse cursor.
You miss it. It skitters out of the way of your Morningstar.
That was a thought that counts.
You shouldn't have washed your hands; they were still wet. Flipped.
It now that you have gotten its attention, though, Navram, it attempts to bite you. You make a defense roll. It's a D8 damage from its bite.
All right. Let's see how to do defense.
It's under agility.
Are we fighting a giant cubic boss now?
A giant lizard.
A D8.
D8.
Dang.
Yeah.
You successfully defended, so you take no damage.
Why is Matt like, I don't feel supported.
No, I was disappointed that it wasn't a giant louse of some kind.
Wow. he just wants to fight various vermin.
Arachnid.
You guys did fight a giant spider earlier, remember? That was what was in that tower outside. Yeah, frogs as well. Anyway, Frick, it's your turn.
Frickalick.
A digital version of Nicolas Cage fought a movie here recently. Fist of Fury.
Does Frick just punch, or does Frick also kick?
Frick just punches.
I feel like the Frick kick would be a... Oh, never mind. Holy crap.
Oh, punching is good.
You did a crit with max damage.
Just punch through the lizard's head.
Man, eight damage with a fist.
So basically what that looks like is like a anime style. Like Frick just does a giant leap up into the air and like brings his fist down like on the lizard's head, and this like jaw just crunches into the ground. And like pieces go flying everywhere.
You've been reading a lot of comics lately, haven't you?
Yeah.
It makes a screeching, skittering sound, but it's not dead. Although it is badly wounded.
Hey, like John them Nar. Apples.
Jarnar's charging in from the west.
He was just looking out the window.
I was about to tell Dan, I was like, I'm gonna look out the window and see what's out there. Anyway. Alright, so I'm gonna flail him. I'm gonna flail his tail. 15 for 2.
You hit him right in the tail, you make it put a kink in it. Screeches and spins around to look at you now. Just in time for Zal's turn.
Alright. While he's distracted by getting smacked in the tail, I'm going to take my sword and try to jab him between the ribs.
Right betwixt the biscuits.
Nice. Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh man, yeah. That was some bad rolls in your damage, but you still hit him for 3.
And then I back away.
He is yet
more. You got this, guys! I do a little fist pump.
All right, Navram, you're the last person with you before the lizard bites again.
Yes.
Kamehameha.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Navram hasn't learned to open his eyes before he swings.
I'm really just Raditz at the end.
That was terrible.
Okay. This thing has been most injured by Frick, so it's going to try to bite you. You can make a defense roll against a D8 damage from its
it's reasonable.
Jaws.
It's reasonable.
Defend Frick. You forgot to jump away.
14. You do manage.
Good thing you defended that.
Nice
damage. Nice damage. Yeah.
5 damage. It would have been bad. All right. Frick, it's your turn.
The legend continues.
Yeah, exactly.
You block his bite attack. Now you can punch him back.
Fist of Fury.
Lies are dead.
Just like this time.
Yeah, he was paying attention this time, and you miss. Jotnar.
I'm going to... Hold on.
Hopefully he's paying too much attention to Frick.
And Zal. I can...
Now the flail is going to go on to his...
I give him a high five.
Hard. 13 for 2.
That hits him. He's just... blood and ichor everywhere. He's just barely surviving. Zal.
All right, I'll rush down and try to get another good stab in.
Come on, Zal.
This time I'm aiming for his eyeball.
Nice.
Oh,
12 damage. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, you stick the broadsword through one eye and it pops out the other eye, and the thing shudders and collapses to the ground. DED.
That was impressive.
Oof.
I reach over and I grab Frick's robe and I wipe the goo off of my sword with it.
Oh, that's eye juice.
All right, I'm going to go look out the window.
Okay. I shrug.
It's a beautiful day outside.
Okay, nothing of note in and out of any of the windows then. Okay.
To be honest, I look out the window to the corpse.
When Jotnar says there's nothing to the west, I look out the one to the north and I'm like, is Moat outside?
All right, you had seen something in that chest you were opening, Zal, right before you got bitten.
Oh, I'll go back to that then.
All right. You see inside of there, there's a couple of little sacks. One sack has 33 copper pieces in it.
Ooh.
And at the very bottom, covered with some oiled cloth, is a scale mail tunic.
Oh,
a light crossbow and 24 quarrels bolts.
Wow.
All right, so scale mail tunic. Light crossbow.
I feel like Danny's just like mocking me right now.
Mocking you?
Did you just bought that?
And 24 bolts.
I don't care about can I wear scale mail or not? Or mail or not?
Navram can, right. Danny. As a cleric?
He can't wear heavy armor. He can wear medium armor.
All right. Well, Navram, what are you wearing right now?
Scale mail.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to top off my 20 crossbow bolts because I had lost 3.
Okay. Or does somebody else want the new crossbow?
Yeah, can somebody use a crossbow? I've got one already.
I have a
crossbow. Is ranged weapons or use presence to hit.
Just oh, it's just the same as any other skill I have. -1.
Yeah, so maybe it would be. Does anybody not have a ranged weapon?
I don't.
Well, yeah, you go. You can grab it, and there's 21 bolts there for you.
A crossbow or what?
It's a light crossbow.
Is it a D6?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, a regular crossbow is D8.
So yeah, it must be a D6. All right. Anything else y'all want to do in here?
Nope. Well, does anybody want the scale mail? Can anybody wear it?
I mean, I am wearing chain mail. I think that's also medium armor.
Yeah, that's better than scale mail.
Yeah, I'm glad I spent the exorbitant amount of money for it.
But none of you guys is a cook or anything, right? Okay, I was thinking you could try to cut up the lizard meat.
All right, so Danny, from the outside of the moat house, you know, we've seen stairs going up and stairs going down. Like, yeah, how much of the structure is left?
There's some going more doors.
You know that the upper floor has all collapsed, so there's nothing up there that you can see. What were you saying?
Gotcha.
What do you have to do to be like a cook to cut this thing up? Is that a feat?
That's one of those feats that you can get.
Yeah. You could take that for your feet, I guess, if you wanted to, Matt, since you haven't taken one.
Yeah, I can do that.
It's a fancy feet.
All right, so are you going to carve up that lizard then?
Yeah,
I'll carve him up.
All right.
Carve him up real good.
Let's see. Which feet is that? Does anybody remember?
Lizard feet. Puts hair on your chest.
I think it's just called cook.
I think it's butcher. Is that one of the ones we said?
That sounds right. Let me look at the sheet.
So humans can take 24, 26, 43, 54, 55, or 62. So it's not 23. It's not 42.
You know, I would add
55 as party chef. You've mastered the art of cooking slop, able to turn the most horrid food somewhat palatable.
DR9 presence to cook a meal when rest. That's not...
Yeah, so I guess I would let you just do a DR9 presence test to, you know,
to get a day's worth of rations.
To slice it up, yeah. All right. Depending on how well you do, we'll see how many days worth of rations you get out of it.
Dang, do you see Skinner? That looks...
Yeah,
that's scary. It's a vial. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So make me a presence check, Matt.
He rolled a 20. Dang, son.
Okay.
Right. We can lizard meat for days.
Lizard steak. Lizard filet mignon.
Roll me 2d4.
Four.
Okay. You get four nice thick fillets that you can make meals out of.
Nice.
As long as you cook them in the next couple of days. You also, when you cut it open, it had a shield stuck in its belly.
What?
Nice.
The shield is, it's a regular size shield, but it's got this steel frame around the outside of it with filigree and designs. When you pick it out and heft it, it feels lighter than a regular shield, and you guys soon realize it is magical.
Whoa.
Sweet.
Yes.
Does anybody not have a shield that needs one?
The shield counts as a +1 shield, so it'll give you a +1 to your defense rolls, is what it'll do.
I think Jesse lost the shield last time round. But he's not here.
Yeah. I have an extra shield I could give him. But and I also I have a shield.
Yeah, I mean if anybody's here playing who wants the +1 shield, I'll give it to him.
I use a shield. That's all I'm saying. Does anybody else use a shield?
I do.
Okay.
You guys can y'all can rock, paper, scissors for it.
You're a healer. So
Why don't you rock paper scissors?
And you have less hit. Okay. Well, I can rock paper scissors. I guess that's fair.
Right, yeah, do it. Come on, Brandon. Right, rock paper.
I'm gonna do rock. Listen, I'm gonna do rock paper scissors shoot. You ready, Brandon?
Rock paper scissors shoot.
All
right. See, rock paper scissors.
Yeah.
Wait. Are you okay? Is everybody?
Prepare that, Brandon. You're gonna do rock paper scissors against Alan.
Who's watching us? Okay.
Are we doing rock paper scissors or rock paper scissors shoot?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot
is when you do the thing.
It's on the fourth one.
Yeah, really. One, two, three, four. Ready?
Okay. So, start again.
Ready?
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
My scissors. All right,
you gotta do it again. Rock. Wait, hold on. All right, here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, he covered my rock.
Oh, all right. So Brandon gets the shield.
So Brandon, that's what you can do with video. That's great.
Have an extra shield.
You get a +1 shield. It adds more to your defense
magical
rolls.
+1 shield.
Yeah.
What does it do?
It adds one to your defense rolls.
Also, just because it's a shield, it absorbs 1 point of damage, right?
Isn't that tier 3 now?
No. It doesn't change your tier.
It's on the character sheet.
Whenever, all right, we're taking just, Brandon's shield away.
Yeah. No. So, it's confusing for me too. But I think that so you, how do you automatically factor in the defense bonus? That's a good question. You know, just
The only way to do it is to and somebody can help him make the is to make your own button for it. Like so, you click defense, and then you
I did this for my arrows. Yeah,
press the up arrow, copy all that, and add a +1 to the roll.
All right, it's logged on my character these days.
We can do remedial button making.
We'll just remember that it's +1 to whatever your defense roll was, I guess.
For now, just put it under your equipment. Just add an item and put shield +1. But we can make a button for you for sure.
Sweet.
But now, so instead of having to roll what do you have to roll, a 14? Yeah, you don't have to roll a 13 to defend successfully.
Did I make that up, that shields absorb a point of damage?
No, that's right.
Shields are pretty awesome.
They do in your defense roll, but you can also spit like expend your shield to wipe out a hit.
A whole hit. That which is key.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll say with the magical shield, when you do that, we'll give you a roll to see if it survives or not.
Nice.
Use it for that.
Okay, so what does the plus one shield do for me?
Instead of needing a 14, you need a 13 to defend.
So I gotta remember that?
I thought it's 12.
No. We'll make you a button for it.
All right, we're gonna remember it for this session.
For now, just add an item to your equipment list.
Oh, it's on there.
Shield plus one. Okay, I just didn't see it. All right.
Let's go through some of these doors, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna check door. Go ahead.
I think we're at a good place to stop here.
Dang it, Bobby!
I didn't even finish this level.
But you guys will finish this level next time, and then you can explore some more.
If those boys in there could read, they'd be really upset with you right now.
You're them boys whacking off of my tool shit.
I mean, I literally just poured more bourbon. Come on, man.
You just crossed over from, here every day, from King propane, of the Hill to Beavis and Butthead.
Pay the bills.
All right, let's all raise our glass and finish our bourbon.
I'm not.
Well, I just poured more. I'm not chugging this whole thing.
Come on.
Ooh,
that's good.
Mine's mixed with water. So really good.
All right, who's coming over here to help me to bed?
Not it.
I guess I'm the closest.
All right. Well, we'll say bye to Craig. If
that shows me in bed, I'm going to flip.
Say bye to Craig so Matt can go tuck Brandon in.
Goodbye, Craig.
Bye, guys.